You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Apple held its now annual iPhone announcement event in San Francisco this morning. The company unveiled the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus, and Apple is under some pressure to make a splash with the new phone. The iPhone is its primary source of revenue, and it's seen two straight quarters of profit declines. It is getting harder to sell smartphones out there. And these new devices are missing a crucial component, the good old headphone jack. Rumors of its disappearance before the official announcement had a lot of consumers, including me, in a rage. So how are they responding today? Joanna Stern is personal technology columnist with The Wall Street Journal. I caught up with her earlier from the event. Hey, Joanna, how are you?
Good.
All right, Joanna, let's talk about the headphone jack. Its removal was the big rumor before the show. What happened and what's the response?
So all rumors turned out to be true, as has been the history recently with Apple. No headphone jack on the new iPhone 7 or the 7 Plus. That means you will plug in headphones into the lightning cable where you've typically charged the phone. So to ease this transition for customers, what they've done is they've put earbuds in the box that plug into the lightning port. They've also included a dongle, which lets you plug into the lightning port and then plug in your old headphones into the opposite end of that dongle. So Apple definitely trying to ease the pain for customers, but it's a big move. It's definitely a big move.
So what's the kind of economic impact of a move like that? I would imagine it opens up a whole universe of accessories to be sold, right?
It definitely does, and I don't think it's a coincidence that Apple's also marketing its new AirPods. So Apple says that they think the real solution here ends up being that wireless is going to replace the cords that we've used to listen to our music. So they are going to be selling what they call AirPods. They're about $150 or $160, and they have no wires. So it's like an old-fashioned Bluetooth headset. You put one in one ear, you put the other in the other ear. No cord even connects them both.
All right, Joanna, I want to play this clip for you. This is Apple Senior Vice President Phil Schiller talking about why Apple removed the headphone jack.
Well, the reason to move on, I'm going to give you three of them, but it really comes down to one word: courage. The courage to move on, do something new that betters all of us. And our team has tremendous courage.
Yeah, if only had some courage. There's a lot of places where, a lot of situations where this is actually going to be a really big inconvenience. I mean, for me specifically, flying on airplanes, I mean, I got my lightning headphones. Now, what if I want to plug into the seat in front of me and watch a movie? What am I supposed to do?
Or charge the phone.
Or charge the phone.
So let's talk about the smartphone market overall. This new phone is launched in a market that has seen a steep decline in interest from people upgrading to new phones. There's speculation that we may be at peak smartphone in terms of features. What do you think? How many more times can people be convinced to upgrade their flagship smartphone?
I have said that I think we've hit peak smartphone. That is in the sense that we are waiting for some of the core features to get better, but overall, most people are really satisfied with their phones. I think it's these incremental updates to the things that bother us the most that are going to really change how we go forward.
Any other highlights from the event today?
I think the Apple Watch is interesting. They didn't spend as much time talking about the Apple Watch as they did the iPhone, but certainly it's an important product for Apple. It's going to be waterproof, so you can swim with it. That's really big for swimmers. They've got GPS in it, which is really big for runners and bikers. So I think it's an interesting update. It'll still be $350 around, and the first generation will be dropped down. So maybe that also fuels more people to buy it.
Cheaper is usually better. That's Joanna Stern, personal tech columnist at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for your time.
Great to speak to you.